Their Music presents Long Player.
Hi, I'm Kraus. Today I'm talking about my new album, which is called A Golden Brain.
A Golden Brain is an experimental noise album, you know, with elements of rock. How did you go about creating this album?
I had a bunch of recordings that I'd been working on sort of over time. I usually aim to have an album out every 12 months or 18 months or so. So I had some tracks I'd been working on in the last 12 months. And then when the lockdown happened, I became really focused and didn't have a lot of distractions, of course. So I just I put in a lot of work and did some kind of 12 to 15 hour days for a couple of weeks and finished everything off and got it together. Yeah.
The first track is 1000 AD. What's the story behind that track?
I mean, a lot of what I do is based on drones. I mean, drones are kind of like a meeting point for me between experimental music and kind of folk music or traditional music from different parts of the world. When I finished this track, I kind of felt like it kind of had the vibe of like if the Velvet Underground were a synthesizer band. That wasn't really what I was intending, but that's kind of how it turned out. It's got that kind of the same kind of rhythm as the Velvet Underground song Venus and Furs, but a lot of kind of synthesizer things happening left and right that of course they never would have done. Yeah, to me it's like really psychedelic and really atmospheric and just really getting into exploring kind of the kind of atmosphere you can create with a drone and synthesizers. Okay, so track two on the album is called An Arrow in the Haunch, and this was the last thing I recorded for the album, and I kind of felt like I really wanted to have one really strong track to sort of be the centerpiece of the album, and this kind of turned out to be the one for me, and when I'd done it, I knew that sort of I was ready to release an album. It's one of the only pieces on the album that's guitar based, most of the rest is synthesizer. The drum loop is taken from a 70s French vampire film. I've been watching a lot of vampire films lately. To me, it kind of has, it really shows the influence that I have drawn from an American band called the 13th Floor Elevators, which are kind of like a really iconic American 60s psychedelic band. And that's me trying to get a bit of that vibe. And again, the kind of droney basis of it. It's kind of, the whole song's kind of based really around just the notes E and D, just back and forth. Yeah, like, I really like that kind of minimalness in the way that you can get into a real kind of zoned out feeling when you listen to music like that. Track three is called A Pudding of Blood. Yet another song title with the word pudding in it that I've done. To me, this is just really DIY to the max for me, because it's done with a synthesizer I built myself, and it's controlled by software that I programmed myself. I think this is the thing about Krauss. It's a really deeply a solo project, and I kind of always end up doing everything myself. And this is kind of an experiment with kind of having multiple voices but in different rhythms over the top of each other, and just sort of using electronic music sounds that are kind of made with machines that are basically kind of obsolete. Like the synthesizer that I built, is the design of it is from the 70s. I really like using a lot of obsolete tech like that, like tape decks and old analog gear, because I think apart from just liking the sounds, I also just think there's a lot of interesting things to explore with those things that maybe weren't explored at the time when they were cutting edge. And I still think old synthesizers have a lot of different things that we can kind of find in them that weren't really discovered at that time. So that's exciting for me. The title track of the album, A Golden Brain, is something really new for me. I've never really done a piece like this before. Main reason being I used a musical programming language to write the composition. So I've been teaching myself to use a language called SuperCollider, which it's a legit programming language, but it's used for just for making music. I just kind of got into it just for my own interest, but I thought it would be kind of a weird way of working, but I actually have found that it can be quite intuitive, and you can end up having the musical results can actually be quite human and expressive sounding. And I'm really pleased about the percussion sounds on this. I feel like they sound like they could be being played by, you know, real people. And I'm quite happy about that. And there's a kind of a mix of organic and inorganic kind of sounds and textures that I really like to have in my music a lot. And just also there's kind of up-to-date technology and old technology, like the bubbling sounds that are all through the track that are over the top of the percussion are done by me dragging a piece of tape through an old tape deck, like dragging it by hand. That's why it slows down and speeds up. Thank you. Track 5 is A Great Black Horse Covered with Silk. This started off with me just sort of playing with a sampler, a new sampler that I got. Well, I mean, it's a sampler from the 90s, but it was new for me. And it's it starts off with just two loops taken from a jam that I had with a Dunedin violinist called Motoko Kakawa. And we had a jam of her on violin and me on percussion. And I made a loop out of that, and it starts off that way. And it's sort of, I've been playing with that idea of kind of two different loops, maybe one at a different speed from the other, playing with that a lot. It's really inspired by Steve Reich, the American minimalist composer. His piece Come Out is really a super important thing for me, big influence on what I do. Just kind of rhythmically, this one, I think I've been listening to a lot of Moroccan music, like Moroccan ritual music. I think it's Master Musicians of Djadjouka is the name of the group. And that's what I've been listening to a lot, and that's kind of coming out in that piece. I can kind of hear that in there.
Was Long Player. Thanks NZ On Air Music.